Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They have this panther sound effect that is just the cheesiest, stupidest sounding thing. Big voice guy going, "Panther goal scored by Sam Reinhart."
Where'd you get that thing?
I trapped it. Been keeping it in my bathroom at the motel, feeding it old pizza.
It's Mike Shope.
If you're calm, that wondrous big cat will be calm too. But if you're scared, that beautiful death machine will do what God made it to do, namely, eat you with a smile on its face.
And the Bulldog. On WGR Sports Radio 550.
See, now that would have been quite a scene this morning had, when Terry Pegula opened those doors, a literal panther. I mean, that would have been
good.
Very unexpected and scary.
Yeah. Now I'm going to need someone out there that knows how to do that sort of stuff, that's already done lots of that stuff. Just go ahead and do that. Like, throw that panther in there and, like, I'm all good.
I just can't imagine having been in the creative for that meeting. And I think, what? It's because it's a key. The key opens the door, and then the doors come open, and it says KeyBank naming rights through 2036, and, like, a room applauds. And that somebody would have,
thought that was
proposed
a good idea.
That. Yeah. And I would have been at that table just banging my head, not even like my fist, my head on the table.
Right.
Just, do you guys pay attention to Sabres fans? Do you want to know how that's going to go over?
Yes. This news conference should have been an email.
It should have been an email.
It was. I mean, I got an email this morning telling me what exactly was going to be announced at 10 o'clock. Okay. Thanks. I'm good.
I mean, the bank would have wanted it to be bigger than an email, because this is big for the bank.
Sure.
This is why they're doing it.
Yeah.
So it's the bank show, which is great. Good for the bank. But who's supposed to care? Who cares what the arena is named? I mean, just...
Yeah.
It's just like you got a room of people applauding a sign. I don't know. It's always this way. Why is it always this way with them?
I wonder... I just thought of this. I wonder how much of them making it into an event was, in maybe their view, an opportunity to quell any unease. Look, 10-year agreement, look, right? We're not going anywhere.
Well,
I mean, that could have come up in that board meeting where you would have been banging your head off the table. I don't know.
I'm not thinking about them moving. But this doesn't mean they can't move. The arena's not moving.
Right.
But I wasn't thinking about that. But maybe, yeah, somebody like this is sort of assurance. Last year we had the roof.
Right.
And a scoreboard. And like, right. Oh, people wanted that? I never knew that people even cared about it. Well, the roof you don't want, you just need. There's an ad that says
it's the same. Yeah, I mean,
sometimes you have to do that.
The same with your house, really. Like, do I want to spend money on this?
But don't put the roof in the email with the scoreboard, because the scoreboard's for entertainment purposes, and the roof is something you got to fix your house.
Right.
So I had some fun this morning imagining the rest of Josh Allen's career.
Oh yeah, you mentioned this earlier.
Want to play with that? Max Harrison is big news. We're not ducking it. I'm not sure what there is to say. I mean, everything is pretty obvious here. It's a big upgrade over what we thought might have been the case yesterday. There seems to be a fair chance he'll play in week one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his development will be slowed by this. I think that's maybe all of it.
That is it. So, yes, considering how we felt yesterday, it's still not good that he got hurt at all, of course, duh. If that needs to be said at least once on this show, there, I said it, right? It seems it should be obvious. But considering what the possibilities were at this time yesterday, I feel like today was, I'm going to say, great news.
Yeah.
Even.
Yeah.
So, in the context of we knew he was hurt and, you know, he's only week to week, okay, we'll take it.
By the way, I love to see that the dog toy humor is already on the X platform.
You called for it.
3 minutes, and it was maybe four. Maybe it was three.
Yeah.
Bang. And by the way, to that, this drink, by the way, I bought today. This is from today.
Well, put it in the fridge if you don't finish it.
I will finish it.
Although you're going on vacation.
I will finish it.
You don't want to leave it here for
12 days.
That would not be good.
I'll finish it. But in case anybody, how old is that?
The caption,
I bought it on my way in.
The caption on the tweet is just gold here. the show took a slight detour from Dr. Marcus Welby talk. Oh, my Lord.
Wow. Wow.
Keep going.
That is incredible. Do an inside joke Chopaz with his dog, Margo.
Yeah, and Margo is spelled correctly, by the way.
Who would spell Margo a different way?
Margo Robbie with a T, or Margo Kidder.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gotcha. All right. Yeah, that's right.
A couple people would.
Yeah.
Sometimes you see a T.
Yeah.
Sometimes you see a T. So anyway, this morning I was having some fun projecting the rest of Josh Allen's career. Would you like a couple of these thoughts?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I'll have to try some of this on.
So where do you think Josh Allen ranks all time in passing yards? Want the number?
Sure.
26,434.
All time in the NFL?
Yes.
Right now?
Yes.
That is...
You're always so good at these.
I've never really thought about this, though. All time in the league, that is 100th.
75th.
Okay.
That's a good guess. What's 100th? Staubach, on the number, 22,700.
Okay.
So Josh Allen's way ahead of Roger Staubach in career passing yards. He's one spot ahead of Jim Harbaugh.
Good.
Good. And one behind Bobby Lane.
I like his chances.
Of catching Bobby Lane?
Yes. Yes. So
what do you think of his chances of getting to 50,000?
I think pretty decent.
They are.
I think pretty decent. Because I mean, obviously, it depends on, you know, his health. You know, his health will pertain to how long he wants to play to some extent. Although, you know, guys can just say, you know what, I've had enough after X amount of years or something. But if he's about halfway through his career, or maybe a little less, then he doesn't have to pace at the same number he's gone already in these first 8 years. Yeah, I think that, or 7 years, excuse me, right? Do I have that right? I'm sorry. I'm
getting seven.
It's seven seasons he's played so far. So yeah. Yeah. I think he can put up another 24,000 yards over another 7 or 8 seasons. Sure.
Here's the math. It easily he's pacing toward it at 17 games a season. If you take what he's done before and put it at Put 26,434 by 17 games. It's an average of 4,048. So if he plays a full season, he's averaged 4,048. And if he goes 8 more years at that pace, that's 32,000 more yards. So that'd get him to 58,000 yards. 8 more seasons at a full workload. And so, you know, maybe that's a little aggressive. Maybe it's not. Even it's 4,000 guys do better than that.
Yep.
30,000 more passing yards are absolutely in the range of outcomes.
It assumes he plays every one of those seasons, which might be assuming a lot, not to be a doomsayer or anything, but you know, it's just some point or another you would expect, you know, I don't know. I'm not ready. I wouldn't bet that he's going to play every game for another 8 years.
No, I wouldn't bet that either, but he's been very durable and he's still not 30.
Right.
So the chances are pretty good that he comes close to that.
Mm-hmm.
I think the thing with him, and I'll preface this by saying also something that's probably goes without saying, but like I don't know what's in his head about his future. He might be somebody that never thinks about it. He's probably going to tell you that he never thinks about it. He never thinks about who we're playing in week 2 when it's week 1, he says. So I don't know. It seems like human nature would be to think about it. I mean, he's set for life financially.
Mm-hmm.
He's married. And he's also, much to his credit, involved in other things. He's got that media business that he started and investments, New Era. Like
Encore Golf.
He's set
golf
up,
in general. He's like a I don't know about a star, but like YouTube golf. Like he's prominent.
But, you know, that's fine. It's like even bigger stuff, right?
Yeah,
I think he's somebody that is positioned to, well, take over the world, perhaps. You know, like he really financially, I think I've been told this. I've never experienced it. But you get to a certain level of wealth, and I think it gets pretty easy from there. if you're not stupid,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, with investments and opportunities, he should be able to grow his personal wealth for many years, unless there's some tragedy. So he won't need football for money anymore. Like that's,
mm-hmm.
but you know, guys don't play football only for money. And
no, he's even talked about that this offseason, I think. Like how it's just like he used the phrasing, set for life money, and now it's just about the trophy. Like let's go do this. So that becomes, that's a part of the conversation I think that you would want to have, and maybe like let's all hope that we're lucky enough to have it as soon as it's February. Like what does this mean to him now, right? Like does he look at like, okay, I got there, I did it, we did it, the city did it, we're okay, and is that like, okay, you know, I'm not done playing, but the need to do it for another 10 years maybe dissipates a little if you get there.
Well, right. I mean, so many different things are possible. Marriage means family, usually, and so guys who get older want their kids to see them play. They also think about, you know, their own personal health in a different way.
Walking away healthy so they can be with their kids.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think so, but that's probably years off, any sort of big decision like that. His contract is still for several more years anyway. Restructured it again, so it's not like anything is coming right down the pike here. But the individual quest to win a championship as a quarterback, for all that means in the quarterback world, legacy stuff, plus winning here. And he seems so genuine about winning here. I mean, mm-hmm. he's just, since day one, been all the way committed to the area and the organization and the fans. I mean, that continues. And the quest is incomplete. So, you know, for the Bills, you want to keep this on the track for as long as possible and have it be a team that gives him, not just for yourself, but for him, a look at a championship. Because
mm-hmm.
that's what he's going to want for as long as he is in the NFL. I mean, Aaron Rodgers. Could he have Aaron Rodgers' career? He's having it. He's elite. And it was 2010. Rodgers was 05. And then he sat,
mm-hmm.
and it was 10 when they won. So 5-6 years into his career, they won. He got his one. Never got back. But what's his life? I mean, it's kind of weird in ways, but how has his life been? Probably amazing. Even though they don't have another Super Bowl, he's got his one, and he's still going. At 41, 42, he wants to keep playing.
Closet full of MVPs. And
yeah.
No one, people like, I will take my shots at him for the personality and the way he has been portrayed in various corners of the media world. Our buddy Tyler Dunn, for an example, maybe the chief example. Like, he's easy to make fun of in a certain way, but there's no disputing how great he was. A great player. I don't think he's a great player anymore, but he was he's one of the best players that ever played the position.
And he just got married this offseason also.
Apparently that was also learned recently.
Yes. Mystery bride.
Right.
The mystery bride. So, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, Allen will have different agendas as he gets older. Turns 30 next year, married, family. What do you want? He's not going to want for money. And she's probably super wealthy too, right?
You'd think.
Like sort of a version of Kelsey and Taylor Swift.
Pretty massive with power them. Couple, yeah.
Right? And I don't know. Like, that'll be interesting, of course, to follow over the years. But this was an exercise in, well, how many more years are we likely to get? Whether he plays for the Bills or another team. Like, what does his stat line look when he's done? And if he plays 8 more full seasons, which takes him to 30, through age 36, so age 37, right? Just turned 29 this May, mm-hmm. this offseason. So through the age of 36, turns 37, 8 more years at his current pace, that gets him to 58,000 passing yards.
And where would that rank in league history?
That right now would be 11th. But it won't be 11th in eight years.
There'll be other guys that are going to get there.
Who would it be? Stafford's already 10th. Rodgers is 6th. Russell Wilson, does he have 12,000 more passing yards in him? Maybe not. Does Joe Flacco? Maybe not. Does Kirk Cousins? Almost definitely not.
Right.
Then you get to Andy Dalton, Derek Carr, Andy Dalton. They might both be like done.
Yep.
And then Goff at 35,000. Tannehill just continues to be super annoying and will not tell us what he's up to. But he's not throwing for passing yards right now, presently.
No.
Goff is at 35. Goff is not that old. Goff is like 30.
Right.
Right?
Right.
He's a little older than, a couple years older than Allen.
Right.
So that's, you know, he could get there.
Mm-hmm.
Mahomes is at 32,000. He will get there.
Yes.
And Prescott's at 31. He should get there. And then it's Allen next. And then Mayfield. So it'll be 10 to 15.
Right.
58,000, 60,000. Realistic number if he wants to play a long time into his late 30s. That's not even the record. If he wants to play into his late 30s, he should get to 60,000 passing yards. Unless he breaks down, you know?
Right, right, right.
In that Barnwell piece I mentioned, like that's the one but on Allen is the way he plays. Will he have a shorter shelf life than someone else, like a Burrow or somebody, I guess.
Right, right.
So,
well, I think that that is something that could if the running curtails as we go here, right? Just maybe gradually, it doesn't have to fall off a cliff or anything, but by his age 34, 35 season, he's running for, you know, maybe there's still touchdowns in there because he's still big and strong, but it's 300 yards instead of 600 yards or 200 yards instead of 600 yards. Maybe some of those yards are replaced by passing yards for him. Not necessarily, not to go to the running back necessarily, whoever that will be at that time, but maybe it's just, it's more like passes that are ostensibly runs, right? Like here's more swing passes, right? Like think about Roethlisberger at the end. So there's a way there for him to even increase his output passing yardage wise if the running dissipates. I mean, it's not a direct correlation, but it could be something to take into account, you know, down the road.
Well, 58,000 passing yards, 60,000 even, like there, 60,000 is a milestone. I'm not sure one would necessarily aspire to it. It's not the most.
Right.
You know, you're not aspiring to be the 11th most prolific passer in NFL history, right? It's a number. But it's not a record. In, as far as, like, individual records go, that is rushing for Allen. Like, that's where he's got the more potential. He's got 65 already. The exact same number as Thurman Thomas and, by the way, Willis McGahee. One more than Larry Zonka for his career.
Mm-hmm.
65.
Who has the most rushing touchdowns as a quarterback in the history of the league?
Cam Newton.
And that number is?
75.
okay. Yeah, I mean, he's
that's
gonna,
this year.
He's going to do that this year.
He could do that this year.
Yeah. And then the opportunity to put a number on the board, right, as his career, you know, goes through, you know, on its course, whenever he wants. I mean, he could end up with,
well,
what, 150 rushing touchdowns as a quarterback, which is just...
That's not going to happen.
Insane.
150, I'm ruling that out. 100 is very attainable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
150 would mean the same violent pace for a decade, I think. Like, that's kind of madness. Maybe, if he's just indestructible, I shouldn't assume, right? But that would be second all-time of all players. Second all-time in rushing touchdowns is LaDainian Tomlinson, 145. Emmitt Smith is first, 164. He could aspire to 100 touchdowns. Or, I mean, he's going to break Newton's record tomorrow. So
right.
He could aspire to that. If he averages, his average over the same 17-game tool is 10. So the same eight years we used for passing yards, mm-hmm, would be 80 more if he kept up,
yep,
his already pace, his current pace,
right,
for rushing touchdowns, which I doubt will happen. But if he does that, that's 145. That'd be 100. That'd be Tomlinson.
It'd be second. Yeah.
Be second. Yeah, I doubt that'll happen. But if you see 50 more.
Me too, but it's nice to dream about, I guess.
If you see 50 more rushing touchdowns from him, so 6 a year for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's fifth all time. That's 115. That's ahead of Walter Payton. Think about that. That's ahead of Jim Brown. He is on a pretty makeable pace to finish with more rushing touchdowns than Walter Payton and Jim Brown.
That doesn't seem right.
I know. It's amazing.
This does not seem
right. That's
the
amazing.
The fact that he's already tied with Thurman Thomas is insanity.
Yep.
In and of itself. You know, one of the greatest running backs who ever played. And here's your quarterback, and he's, you know.
And ahead of O.J.
Halfway through his career, and there you are. Yeah.
O.J. had 61.
Yeah.
Was he good?
He was pretty good, yeah.
Running era on a team at its peak that only wanted to run the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And he got hurt. Like, he didn't
right.
play forever, but mm-hmm. running backs don't play forever, except for a couple guys. And he got to 61. So, 6 a year on average, basically. I mean, he had bigger years, but 6 a year for O.J. Simpson. And Allen, he averages 10 by 17 games, and O.J.'s mostly playing 14 games.
Right.
That makes a difference. I mean, that's like 30 games that
sure.
he didn't get
yeah.
because of the schedule. Cam Newton is 26th all-time in rushing touchdowns, first among quarterbacks, and 47th all-time in passing touchdowns, which is all quarterbacks. 47th among quarterbacks.
There's no non-quarterback all-time
who would it be?
In passing touchdowns.
Who would be the record? Maybe somebody really old? Walter Payton threw the ball.
Yeah, there was a halfback option thing for him. Yep.
Tomlinson did. I don't know who would be like the guy for that. I think maybe it's Walter Payton.
Maybe.
There was a game in New Orleans where I think he threw for 2.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to look that up. There's a famous, like,
yeah.
Maybe it's not that famous, but I know there's a Bears-Saints game where Payton, like, his passing was relevant.
It's the old, like, hey, this worked once. They'll never see it coming a second time.
Yeah. And there it was.
Right.
It came.
Right.
Narrator. He was left-handed, I think.
Hmm. I can't see it. I don't know. I'm not disputing you. I can't see him throwing the ball.
Thoughts on Josh Allen's future, 803-0550, or the good news on Maxwell Hairston today. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, will look for your calls next. This is WGR.